Well, Palestinian resistance fighters are stepping up rocket attacks on Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's attacks against the Gaza Strip. Palestinian fighters fired over 130 rockets at Israeli cities and communities on Friday. A four-year-old Israeli boy was killed when a rocket landed in Shaar Negev in southern Israel. Following the incident, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Hamas would pay a heavy price. He's now ordered the military to intensify the attacks on Gaza. The Palestinians say another Israeli was killed and several were injured in Ashdod. Press's Hisham Mahana, our correspondent, joins me from Gaza to tell us more about the situation. Hisham, over to you. Tell us more about the fact that how intensive and intense and effective have the Palestinian rocket fire on Israeli cities been?
The intensive retaliation that Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the Israeli army to retaliate and do in Gaza Strip has resulted in several attacks since the beginning of this night, as many houses were destroyed and targeted by heavy missiles dropped from the Israeli warplanes, causing at least 60 casualties, injured, and the death toll actually of this day since yesterday until now is more than 8 people killed, 8 civilians killed. The latest was a woman aged 47 was killed in an Israeli raid over her house in the Nusayrat refugee camp to the middle zone of Gaza Strip, as well as another targeted the most different areas of the Gaza Strip. The last one was also in the middle zone in Zawaida area, as well as for the Abu Dahrouj family, which their house was bombarded and destroyed entirely. 2 hours ago, the Israeli airstrikes destroyed a building and house belongs to Abu Aqlaim family, caused more than 43 casualties. That was an immense explosion that caused a lot of casualties and brought mass destruction to the area, as the surrounding houses were damaged totally, and the people inside were very hurt by these attacks. Until now, the retaliation from the Palestinian resistance is still continuous, as many of the, as you can see, as you can hear now, there is an Israeli bomb coming close to us. We can hear the sound falling on the area. Now we can sound the explosion taking place. This is another Israeli raid by the Israeli jet fighters dropping explosive on a target in Gaza City. This has been the same scene in Gaza now since the collapse of the ceasefire since last Tuesday, as many people are still in danger and targeted by the Israeli war machines. President Mahmoud Abbas announced that Hamas has finally admitted the paper which allows the Palestinian state to join the Rome Institute, Rome Statute for the International Court, Criminal Court. This allows the Palestinian state to join finally the ICC and admits the reports in order to put Israel in charge in front of or before the International Criminal Court. This is another advantage for the Palestinians now, since they will be admitted in the ICC delegations. Now we are still waiting for another round of battle, another round of targeting and attacking by the Israeli war machines, and retaliation from the Palestinian resistance.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Your press is Hisham Mahana reporting from Gaza. Thanks to Hisham, and stay safe. Well, moving on with other news, with related news, over 40 people have been injured in Israeli airstrikes, as we have been reporting. We know that security officials in Gaza say Hamas has executed 18 people, including 2 women convicted of being informants for Israel. Officials say Gaza courts convicted the defendants of collaborating with Israel and sentenced them to death. 11 were executed by a firing squad at the Gaza City Police headquarters in the morning. 7 others were executed by a firing squad outside a mosque in front of hundreds of people right after midday prayers. It was the largest number of suspected informants executed by Hamas in a single day since 2007. One day earlier, Israel said it had killed 3 top Hamas military commanders in an airstrike on a house in the southern Gaza Strip. On Thursday, Hamas also executed 3 people convicted of collaborating with Israel. Several other people have been arrested on similar charges. Palestinians have held mass rallies in support of the resistance group Hamas. Thousands of Palestinians joined a rally in Ramallah to show their support for Hamas in the battle against the Israeli army. Demonstrations were also held throughout the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds against the Israeli army's attacks against Gazans. Over the past weeks, massive demonstrations have been held worldwide, slamming the Israeli war on the besieged coastal territory. Palestinian MPs have accused Israel of launching a crackdown as dozens of elected officials have been detained, placed under investigation, or had their movements restricted. In the latest move, Palestinian MP Khaleda Jarrah of Ramallah said Israeli soldiers stormed her home at dawn on Wednesday with a deportation order. The Israeli troops told her she had 24 hours to leave the city and move to Jericho. They accused her of actively inciting violent actions against Israel. Palestinian MPs say Israel continues to violate Palestinians' right to representation as enshrined in international law. Of the 84 MPs elected to the Palestinian parliament from the West Bank and East Jerusalem in 2006, 36 are in Israeli prisons, with two-thirds of them under detention without trial, with the alleged evidence against them not disclosed.